Hello, Eileen. Thank you for your patience.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. Alzheimer's is one of my biggest fears, as my grandmother had it, and we believe my mom did as well. So I've been taking a proactive approach on a great keto diet and daily exercise and supplements. And my question is, regarding the supplements, I have been taking 10 milligrams of lithium, 300 of ashwagandha, 500 of taurine, 1,000 of, and 500 of bacoba. No, 500 of carnosine. Now, I did hear about your Remind supplement, and I saw that the ingredients is pretty much of what I've been taking, but I've been noticing, so what I did is I stopped taking all of mine, started taking all of yours for about a week, and I noticed that after taking 3 in the a.m., 3 in the p.m., I start to get headaches, and I'm wondering whether or not it's because the dosage is a little too higher for me. And the only ingredient that's different is the quercetin dehydrate. So I was just wondering if you could give me some feedback on that.
Certainly, ma'am. And as you just pointed out, there's two possibilities. One, you need to back off to 2 twice a day, not 3. And that's a possibility. And number 2, you could be allergic to quercetin. It is possible for any of us to be allergic to anything, even though I rarely hear about quercetin sensitivity. I do hear about it from time to time, and either we have to stop the quercetin or get desensitized to it. So, but you already figured out those two probabilities, and that's the thing to do is cut back first. If that doesn't work out, see if you're sensitive to quercetin, or switch back to the three separate thing, the other three ingredients in Remind, the niacinamide, the lithium, and the carnosine, and just don't take quercetin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I like the idea of taking yours because I can do it all in 3
pills.
Yeah,
it's all in one bottle, I understand.
The 5. Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then my second question is, I in the last 4 months, I've been taking melatonin, 3 milligrams of melatonin and 120 milligrams of Sudafed per night. The Sudafed is because I've noticed moving from California to Washington, I'm just more allergic to all the foliage here. Mm-hmm. And but I recently read that those two ingredients may contribute to dementia and osteoporosis, and I was wondering if that is true.
Well, particularly the dementia one with the antihistamine, ma'am. Unfortunately, it can. So, one other thing to think about, speaking of dementia, and that is the research done back in the last year or two of the last century and the first year or two of this century, which showed that estrogen for ladies, specifically the estradiol component of estrogen, and testosterone for men, reactivated the cleanup crew, as it were, inside of every brain cell that keeps the garbage that causes Alzheimer's disease from accumulating too much. You may or may not know that that tau protein and neurofibrillary tangle and a beta amyloid, those are actually produced inside of brain cells at all ages. But when we are younger, there are enzymes which sweep those out. So it's like we're always taking out the garbage so the house doesn't get clogged up too badly. But when the estrogen drops for ladies and testosterone drops for men, then the garbage cleanup crew is not near as active. And so what we get are clogged brain cells. And that happens to be called Alzheimer's. So if you are not taking advantage of that, namely the bioidentical hormones for ladies, and if we happen to be guys, for guys, that's another biggie in dementia prevention.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I am on bioidentical hormones, so that makes me feel better. But
you're being really proactive, ma'am. Nice going.
I know. Well, I'm definitely afraid of Alzheimer's. That's the reason why. But anyways, okay, well, you've answered my questions. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for your patience, and thank you for calling.